Text for our sermon, this Good Shepherd Sunday, from John chapter 10, especially these words. Jesus said, "To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a wonderful Sunday for imagery, isn't it? It is indeed Good Shepherd Sunday. We sang Psalm 23. Thank you to our choir for helping on that. We heard from John 10 about Jesus Christ being the door of the sheep. It brings up so many wonderful images also. David being a shepherd, watching his flocks. Those on the hills of Bethlehem watching their flocks on Christmas night, and hearing from the angels a Savior is born. We think about Jesus saying, "I am the Good Shepherd." The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We think about John the Baptizer proclaiming Jesus as the very Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And of course, we think about Jesus being sacrificed as a lamb going the slaughter without complaint. It's a wonderful Sunday for imagery, but we only have half of it here in our text. Jesus never begins any dialogue with the words, "truly, truly." Those words kind of signify, pay attention to what is now coming. But our reading cuts off the first part from John chapter 9. Maybe you remember John 9. There was a man born blind from birth, and the disciples were questioning, "Who sinned, that man or his parents? What did they do that was so terrible?" You remember what Jesus said. It's not about that man or his parents sinning, but that the glory of God might be revealed. Jesus took some dirt and spit on it and plastered the guy's eyes with the mud and told the man who was blind, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." The man did. He came back seeing. What a happy ending, right? You might think it would end right there. Good news, the man can now see. Wonderful. But the Pharisees weren't happy. They complained about that man born blind who was seeing. They demanded over and over to know what happened and how it happened. And they eventually threw that man out of the synagogue for being healed by Jesus. Sad. The thief comes only to kill and destroy. Jesus found that man who was blind and now seeing and invited him to follow. What an image, right? A guy who has seen nothing his entire life now sees more clearly than those Pharisees. "Truly, truly," then Jesus says, "I tell you, he indeed is the door." The blind man could see it. He could see the salvation that Jesus was offering, not just with his eyes, but with his faith. The blind man heard the voice of his shepherd. He could see his good shepherd and followed. Isn't that what all of this image rounds out to? A shepherd calling his sheep to follow. You can imagine, can't you? Four or five shepherds on the plains of Bethlehem coming together and bringing all of their flocks with them. Shepherds talking and visiting for a couple hours, maybe. It's time to separate. How do you separate the sheep? Each shepherd goes a different direction, calling out to his sheep, and they follow. They know the voice of their shepherd. They know what their shepherd sounds like, and they'll follow him. Not a different shepherd, not a thief or a robber. No, they will only follow their shepherd. So Jesus says, He is the shepherd whom his sheep follow. We know exactly who the sheep are. It's us. Us who were blind in sin. We heard about it in our baptismal liturgy, that we are bound in the devil's kingdom until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever, unless our good shepherd would come to us and open our eyes and grant us to see who our good shepherd is. We saw it this morning, didn't we? That happened to Axel right here at the font. His good shepherd came to him and opened his eyes of faith to see and believe all that Jesus had done for him. What a wonderful thing. What an image that is. What a miracle that is. For Christ to come to any one of us sinners and tell us to follow. Isn't that what Jesus does? Through our baptism into him, he comes to you personally and invites you to follow him, to hear the voice of your good shepherd. Hear it where? When? You know, in Scripture. As you read and study those words of Scripture, as you hear them proclaimed at the lectern and here at the pulpit, you hear the voice of your good shepherd, Jesus, reminding you of who you are, that you are a sheep. Just like that prodigal son going the wrong way, that you're a sheep, full of sin, full of pride and arrogance, continually doing the wrong things like sheep always do. But yet, your word of God, your shepherd, reminds you of the gospel as well. Of all that he has done for you, that he has come and sought you out. He's found you. He's brought you home rejoicing. He would not leave you in your sin, that the devil's kingdom would have you. No, that's not what your good shepherd does. He seeks you out. He finds you and brings you. Brings you where? Here, to the flock, with your brothers and sisters, to hear his word and receive his gifts for the forgiveness of your sins, that you would not doubt but know for absolute certainty his great love for you. Of course, there's more images, aren't there? That image that Peter reminds us of, the devil prowling around us like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. If we're just sheep, we don't exactly have a lot of defense against something like that. The devil, the world, and our own sinful nature would have us reject Jesus and do our own thing. But Jesus, by his grace and mercy, gives us his word, his grace, his strength, and we would continue to follow, not doubting, but firmly believing all that he has done for us, that we would be disciples, lifelong learners from Jesus. But that's not all, right? There's more. You're more than just a sheep. You're more than just a disciple, a learner. You're also sent out there, an apostle, to go out into this dark world and bring with you the hope that you have received. Yes, there might be wolves out there seeking to devour you. They might despise you and hate you because you're a Christian, but still, you go. Speaking Christ and living Christ to all those around, that they would see, that they would hear, the witness of your good shepherd. That blind man in John chapter 9 is kind of confused why people kept asking him to tell them about Jesus and the healing he had. Do you also want to be his disciples? He asked them. They didn't. But how excited he was to share with them what Jesus had done for him. Jesus is the door of the sheep. We enter into him through his saving death. We die to sin and we rise again to righteousness in our shepherd. We hear his voice day by day, calling us to verdant pastures, to seek him in his word where he is found, to receive him in the supper for the forgiveness of our sins, to follow in the name of Jesus. Amen.